Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of this four-game series, Mets and Marlins from Lone Depot Park. Roderick Muniz and Luis Severino. That was the pitcher's matchup, and this was a pitcher's duel through and through, especially through the first three innings. Mets did have a base runner in each of the first two innings against Munoz, but nothing to show for it. The Marlins' best chance came in the first when they put a pair of two-out base runners on against Severino, but could not score after a 3-0 pitch was grounded out to first base off the bat of Jesus Sanchez to end the first inning. And we remain scoreless all the way in to the top of the fourth inning. In the top of the inning, a one-out double by Pete Alonso gave the Mets their first runner in scoring position. Mark Vientos next, and he was hit to put runners at first and second. Muniz then followed with a walk of DJ Stewart, which loaded the bases for Francisco Alvarez.
1-2 on Alvarez. Outfield is deep. Munoz ready. Leans back and fires. Bouncing ball hit up the middle. Edwards slides, knocks it down, flips to second for the out. A run does score. Alonso crosses from third. The Mets take a 1-0 lead on an RBI fielder's choice hit into by Francisco Alvarez. So Vientos is safe at third. The out at second gets Stewart. It goes 6-4. And Alvarez is at first base.
Well, not all RBIs are equal, but either way, that's our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more, because that fielder's choice was an RBI for Francisco Alvarez, and it gave the Mets a 1-0 lead. Jeff McNeil next with runners at first and third, and he hit a rocket right at first baseman Josh Bell that ended the fourth inning and limited the Mets to just one run. Marlins look to answer back against Severino in the bottom of the fourth. Jesus Sanchez extended his hitting streak to seven with a one-out single. Otto Lopez then followed with a ground ball to first base. Pete Alonso went for the lead runner over at second, but fired wide. Everybody was safe, first and second with one away. Nick Gordon, the batter, he hit a comebacker to the mound. Severino went to second to get the second out, which meant runners were at the corners with two outs for Xavier Edwards.
The payoff pitch, runner goes to second. It's on the outside corner, got him looking, and Severino fired up. He throws a 98-mile-an-hour fastball to get Edwards and end the inning. Best threat of the day for the Marlins is squashed.
A scoreless fourth inning for Severino, and the Mets still ahead 1-0. Muniz worked around a pair of base runners in the top of the fifth inning thanks to a double play lineout off the bat of J.D. Martinez that froze Francisco Lindor too far off the bag over at second. In the bottom half, a 1-2-3 inning for Luis Severino. Munoz was done after five. Brian Hoeing took over for Miami and worked around a one-out walk to Mark Vientos for a scoreless inning. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Mets with a 1-0 lead. Severino returned and hit Jake Berger with one out. Luis came back with a strikeout of Jesus Sanchez, then walked Otto Lopez on four pitches. Mets did have Jose Buto warming up. Carlos Mendoza went out to the mound. He had a quick chat with Luis Severino, but left him in the game. Gordon still up for Miami. A wild pitch allowed both runners to move up. Second and third with two outs, tying run at third. Potential go-ahead run over at second. And Severino against Nick Gordon.
Severino back on the rubber here with a pitch clock moving. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. He threw 97 by him on what likely is the last of the 91 pitches that Severino throws today. And it enables him to get through the sixth and keep the Mets in front.
Yeah, Howie, that was the final pitch thrown by Luis Severino tonight. Six shutout innings. His night was done. And it was an old school move by Carlos Mendoza. Howie said it right after the conversation. He said, frankly, I don't care what happens in this situation. Either Severino gets out of it or he allows a base runner. Either way, it was a feel move by Carlos Mendoza. It paid off. Severino was done. Six shutout innings for the Mets right-hander. Andrew Nardion for the second straight night for Miami in the top of the seventh inning. A one-out single by Jose Iglesias put on some insurance for the Mets. After a pop out of Francisco Lindor, there were two outs and Iglesias still at first base. Nardi then threw over to first base, and the Marlins had Iglesias picked off. But Josh Bell his return throw to second base went all the way into left field. That allowed Iglesias to race to third. Mets could not capitalize, though, because Brandon Nimmo went down on strikes to end the seventh inning. 1-0 Mets at the seventh inning stretch. Jose Buteau on for the Mets. Luis Severino's final line, 6 2/3. 2 hits, no earned runs, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Buteau issued a leadoff walk to Xavier Edwards. He was then sacrificed to second on a bunt by Nick Fortes. So once again, Miami had the tying run in scoring position. Jazz Chisholm Jr. next. He went down on strikes for the second out. Brian De La Cruz next up for Miami. And again, a wild pitch cost the Mets 90 feet. It allowed Edwards to advance to third. Tying run 90 feet away with 2 outs. And Jose Buteau faced Brian De La Cruz.
Buteau needs to get out of it here in the seventh. He comes set. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, a changeup. He got him. Inning is over. Jose Buteau in a high leverage spot keeps the Marlins off the board and strands Edwards at third base.
So Jose Buteau with a scoreless seventh inning. 1-0 Mets after seven. Mets went down scoreless in the top of the eighth inning. Then it was Daniel Nunez's turn in the bottom half of the eighth. Inning started with a strikeout of Josh Bell and Jake Berger. Quickly, 2 up and 2 down for Nunez. But it wouldn't be that easy, though, because back-to-back hits by Jesus Sanchez and Adel Lopez put runners at first and second with 2 outs. Marlins had just 2 hits coming into the inning. Now they had 2 more in as many batters. First and second, 2 outs. And once again, it was Nick Gordon at the plate.
Let's see what Nunez does here on 0-2 with 2 out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. Went to the fastball and punches out Gordon to retire the side. And so the Marlins now 0-7 today with men in scoring position.
An adventurous inning for Daniel Nunez, but once again, the Mets in and out of trouble. And that was our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, as Nunez was able to strand the potential tying and go-ahead runners on for a scoreless eighth inning. 1-0 Mets after 8. JT Chuagua was next out of the pen for Miami. In the top of the ninth inning, Francisco Alvarez worked a leadoff walk. 2 batters later, Jose Iglesias legged down an infield single to put a pair on. Second hit of the ball game for Iglesias. Mets couldn't capitalize, though. Francisco Lindor flied out to center field. Alvarez did advance to third, but with runners at the corners, Brandon Nimmo hit a laser out to left center field. He was robbed on a sliding catch by Nick Gordon in the gap to keep it a 1-0 ball game. On to the last of the ninth. Edwin Diaz on for the Mets. Xavier Edwards led off and lined out to left field for the first out. Skip Schumacher then went to his bench. He called on the switch hitting shortstop Vidal Brujan to hit for Nick Fortes, and the win to Edwin Diaz. He buried a back foot slider to strike out Brujan for the second out. 2 outs on just 6 pitches. Last chance for Miami was Jazz Chisholm.
Diaz sets once again. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high pop-up near shortstop. Windmilling his arms is Lindor. He's under it. Makes the two-hand catch. Put it in the books. Edwin Diaz picks up the save. No stress whatsoever from Diaz in this ninth inning as he gets the Marlins in order, and the Mets have evened up this 4-game series at a game apiece.